Hi, this is Maddie Rose, host of The Fame Game, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Lauren Spirer. She is 20 years old and went missing from Bloomington, Indiana, June 3rd, 2011 at 4:30 a.m. She is Caucasian, 4'11", 95 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde hair. She was wearing a white tank top, a white button-down shirt, and full-length black spandex pants. If you know of Lauren's whereabouts, please contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's hotline, 1-800-THE-LOST or 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Lauren, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Welcome to American Pulse on the Voice America Kids channel. Our show will bring you tomorrow's leaders today, and we'll also share what kids just like you are doing to make a difference. Now, here's your host.
I'm your host, Alexa J. I haven't seen them in a year, and I didn't know them too well back in sophomore and freshman year, but now that we are more connected, it's really awesome. They're really cool girls, so it's going to be an awesome show. You guys care to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Lily Britt, and I just came back from France.
I'm Carly McFarlane, and I just came back from Budapest, Hungary.
Woo! Yeah. So we were just talking. They have some great, great stories.
Crazy stories.
Yeah. First off, what like blows my mind, what I was telling them is that they had to leave for a year from their homes, their social lives, their families, to go to a completely foreign country. And it's not like I was asking Lily, I was like, oh, are you French? She's like, yeah, I'm French and Irish, but she's like 95% Irish. So you didn't know a word of French,
a little bit? No, actually in French, in high school, I took up to French 3 and was not the best
student
in the class. Yeah, so I actually got a recommendation from my French teacher just to prove everybody wrong, and I ended up coming back fluent. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't even know how to say yes or no in Hungarian when I went.
So, I didn't even know Hungarian was a language.
Yeah, nor did I. I asked. I was like, what do they speak there when I was assigned the country? And now I'm fluent in Hungarian. And I don't know, Hungary's my second home. So it's weird to think that like that before.
It's nuts. Like, it really blows my mind. I've been to Spain for a week and I was just like so culture shocked. I loved it there. But then when I came back, I'm like, oh, glad to be home.
Yeah, culture shock lasted like 3 months and reverse culture shock still going on. So it's like,
yeah.
Like, what is it, reverse culture shock?
Well, like when you come back, it's just like, going there, everything's new, and it's just kind of weird though because you've already kind of been there in a way.
Yeah, when you go away, you think things are going to change, and you also think things are going to stay the same. But it's weird when you get back if the things you thought would change don't, or the things you thought changed didn't. I don't know.
What were you expecting when you came back to school? Like, were you expecting like all the same friends, things like left off? I can't even imagine.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting to have the same amount of friends. It was everyone, honestly, like people love America as much as people say they don't. Foreigners, Hungarians love America. I had so many friends.
Really?
Not that I don't have a lot of friends here, but everyone was just so interested in you. And now that you're back, you're just another, teenager.
Yeah, no way.
It's not a big deal, and it's not like I'm complaining or anything, but yeah, I don't know. You
seem
really
was
special.
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
Going into stereotypes where everybody doesn't hate Americans.
Yeah.
And the French.
They actually love them, so that's funny.
Everyone thinks that, those nasty Americans. Yeah, everyone hates us.
Like, I remember going to the opera with my Hungarian, class, and a girl came up to me and was like, oh my God, you're from America. And I was like, yeah, I am. And she started talking to me and she's like, so do you know Britney Spears? And I'm like, no, we don't just all know each other. It's not really how it works. But, like, they're also interested and amazed and want to know about our culture. And it's really, you know, it's fun to share that kind of thing, stuff that's so close to you.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Hungary really, really small?
Yes. There's, like all together, there's about 30 last names. So everyone's pretty much intertwined.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. They're trying to keep their nation alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a small, small place.
Incest? Like, that's the first thing that came to my mind. Like, 30 last names, you're bound to, like,
I mean, like, you know. They're all different families. Like, sometimes, you know, more than one family has the last name of Smith. But, I mean, they're...
What are, like, some common last names there?
Sheeposh, Holosh, anything ending in an osh for basically. but, I mean, like, the first names, there's a Christina, there is a Mate, there is a Kata, a Jofi, a Joja in every single class, like, room you're in.
Is the language pretty close to, like, German or?
The language isn't related to any other language.
Dear God.
They say a few words are related to Finnish, but it's not true because I've spoken to the girl who went to Finland last year, and we can't figure out one, and we know all the easy ones for the most part.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, when you go, you're on your own. It's not even like when you learn Spanish in class where, you know, you learn the I, you, we. It's like, nope, we say it differently in this sentence. We say it differently in this way and in this tense. So
how long did it take you to learn? How long do you think till you became fluent? Both of you.
Lily.
Oh, it took me about 3 months to get, like, the gist of the language, but... Like, talking and learning in class, it took me up until January, and then I actually started applying the language
everywhere.
When
did you get there?
I got there August 26th. Ooh. So it was, like, good, though, like, because everybody was, like, in the same progress, though, because we were all exchange students, all relating to one another, and, like, I would Skype with Carly a lot, but it wasn't the same because of the language. Like, my best friend, Rachel, who... was on the same level of French as me. Like, we always talked about how in school, like, we didn't understand what they were talking about half the time. And then we, like, and towards January, we understood everything. Like, we, like, talked with all the classmates. Like, it was crazy. And now we have connections, like, with people all over the world. So
awesome.
Yeah. For me, I mean, I didn't know anything when I got there. And, like, when you first get there, it's so exciting. That first month, you're like, yeah, I can say please and thank you, yes and no, I'm great. And then, all of a sudden it hits you and you're like, man, I still have a lot to learn. And honestly, Hungarian is a tough, tough language. So I wouldn't say I was fluent until about month 7.
Jeez.
And I'm conversationally fluent, as in I can understand a lot more than I can speak, just because I don't know how to put all the sentences together yet. But, I mean, I don't know if it was also because I was living in the city where a lot of people were business people and they all knew English. And for the most part, I could get by with what Hungarian and I knew and everything like that. But so I sometimes regret living in the city, but Budapest is my second home. I can't say anything terrible about that
place.
That's
so cool.
Yeah. Definitely a home away from home.
Oh, man.
I'll be going back one day.
Only about, like, 5,000 miles away from home.
Yeah.
Was it hard to, like... My main concern about learning another language is, like, I have a pretty distinct personality, and I wouldn't feel, not knowing a language, like, I would feel like people would get the wrong interpretation of me, because you can only speak so, you can only portray your thoughts in one certain way. Like, in English, I could just be like, I could say something, but mean it in a totally different sense. Mm. Like, you don't know, like, sarcasm, you don't know, like, humor, and that's a main part of my personality, at least. So, was that difficult?
Yeah, it was so hard expressing yourself and understanding everybody at first. It was like my host dad, he would try and tell these jokes, but I knew they were funny, but I
so
didn't
you just
understand that.
Pretend to laugh.
Yes, I would just be like, ha ha ha. Okay. And then towards the end, I understood all of them and I would die of laughter. He was the most funniest guy ever. It was just ridiculous. And now I love him so much. He was like,
sent out a class on the first day because I said hello to my Hungarian English teacher.
What?
In the wrong form. I was yelled at and sent out of class, and I was petrified. I was so scared. I was, it was
that
terrible.
Was your first
I was so
day of
embarrassed.
School?
Yeah. It was terrible.
I hated the formals and the informals.
Yeah. But so, anyways, the first way you learn to speak is formally. And I would speak formally to everyone just because I didn't know how to speak informally. And my Hungarian friends, like my teenager friends, would all be like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know how to speak to you in regular Hungarian. And it got, like, you have to get used to it. Plus, you have to get used to the slang. It's not like learning from a book.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, for example, like, in Hungarian, thank you is kosono, which is kind of long to say. But all, like, the teenagers just say kosi, which is kind of like thanks.
Yeah.
You know? So, you have to get used to everything, and it's not something you can learn from a book.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
What about, never mind, I was going to say, what about profanity?
Oh, they're like,
they came along with it.
They're like, yeah, quick to teach you all of the curse words.
Oh, of course.
Words.
Like, write it down for
you. Want to know?
Yeah, sure.
And then it's funny because, like, in Hungary especially, they see English curse words as, like, in movies. Like, they're not real. Like, they don't think of them as harsh as they actually are.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll just go off with the F word and the S word. And I'm like, you guys, that's really bad. And they're like, oh, no, it's from The Hangover. And I'm like, oh, I guess that's true.
Oh, speaking of The Hangover, that was the second one was filmed in Thailand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you actually watch it?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't think, like, how did that get put into movie theaters?
I don't know.
It was, oh my God, it was the most graphic thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't know. That's a different topic. But anyway, well, we're going to, like, wrap up this section and we'll get into a little bit more of your guys' experiences. Can't wait to hear it all. But keep it right here. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids. Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. We are here with Carly and Lily. They just got back from Hungary and France. We were just talking a little bit about their experiences. And what else were we talking about? I just slipped my mind.
Culture shock and everything that goes along with it.
Exactly. They have some interesting stories to tell us. So what I'm mostly concerned, not concerned, but like because America is like, you know, the best nation in the world, so we think. What was it like with, like, comfort and stability, like, with your government, basically? Because I know, like, our government has just been in, like, almost three government shutdowns. And, like, it's kind of getting scary a little bit just how much the politics have overruled actually getting things done, especially, like, legislative issues. Like, it's, like, so Democratic or so Republican, they just can't seem to, like, you know, agree on anything, so nothing's getting done. So it's kind of like a scary feeling for us Americans that we can't get past our political parties to even get anything done. But I just want to know what it was like over there, like, because I'm sure you guys learned lot more about
it's
their countries.
It's funny that Americans get so scared, you say, about, you know, government shutdown or that kind of thing, because we're also used to having everything in order and having everything set, and we're always so organized and ahead of the game, even though we're in so much debt. But we're not going there. like, in Hungary, honestly, they don't even have their constitution finished. But at the same time, they live such a laid-back lifestyle. They're all concerned with themselves, which in a way can be bad, but also is really good. You know, they're looking out for each other just as a nation, not just financially, if you know what I mean.
That's what we're mainly concerned about, is just money. We're money
really
hungry.
We are. Yeah. So, I don't know. When I was in Hungary, like, there were riots and things, but it was people standing up for what they believe in, not for standing up for what they don't want. You know what I mean? So it was in their head is what they want, not what they didn't want. And I think that just gets things done a lot faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I was listening to the news today, and they were saying how there's protesters out on Wall Street.
Yeah.
They're dressing up like
zombies.
For the ghoulish nation – or the ghoulish nature of
– And all of the rioters are – they're confused about what they're rioting
about. I know.
About.
I was like, what are they rioting about?
What does zombies have to do with anything? It doesn't make – anyway, they're fighting for what they don't want, which doesn't make any sense. Yeah. If they're fighting for what they do, it should be a happy, exciting cause, right? You know? It doesn't make sense the way Americans handle a lot of situations.
I think they just wanted an excuse to run around New York City with blood dripping down their faces.
They wanted a pre-Halloween.
Oh, definitely. I think that's what it was, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, while in France, it was a bit more westernized than Hungary.
Yeah.
It's kind of like America with the president of Nicolas Sarkozy. But getting the inside from the French people was really exciting for me because I got to explore how they thought about not only Nicolas Sarkozy, but even his wife from their viewpoint, which she was famous. So you got to see how even the position of his wife affected his role so much in...
How was she famous?
She's a singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so people kind of looked at her as not educated or something like some things like that. And I'm just like, I'm pretty sure she is. So I don't see what the point is in saying that. And then also that made Nicolas Sarkozy a little bit down in the polls. So having Nicolas Sarkozy, a lot of the French people were losing his confidence. So it was very it was actually always going up and down in the
and the polls. Well, I mean, our president's approval rate isn't so hot, looking so hot either right now.
Like here, exactly.
True. So they have a parliamentarian system, or
it's like the westernized system. Yeah. Okay. They're like the miniature America, I see it as, but it's also like they're so different. It just amazes me with their culture.
And can I just say that Hungarians even love Obama? I don't know what it is.
Who doesn't love Obama?
They all know him.
There.
And they're all like, we love Obama. And I'm like, do you even know who he
really?
is? No, yeah. I saw shirts.
I think he's just the
face
just,
change.
The figurehead. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, they just see a black man as the American president.
And they're like, anything can happen, you know? I don't
know. Exactly.
I think it's great. And people would tell me, they're like, so do you know Obama again? And I'm like,
do you know
I
Obama?
Wish. Yeah. They like, I don't know, because everyone in Hungary, it's a pretty small place. You're going to know, you're end up knowing someone.
Yeah.
But.
So do they have, in Hungary, do they have a president or anything?
I mean, there was one elected while I was there. It wasn't a big deal though, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They were still coming up with their constitution. There's four different houses of parliament. It's kind of a mess in a way. And the teenagers, it's funny because a lot, we would study it in school, and a lot of them have so many ideas that they want to get through, great ideas that I think sometimes were even better than things we've come up with in America.
Yeah.
And I hope they do something about it in the future. I hope they have the opportunity to do so, just because Hungary economically right now is so doing so poorly, you know?
Well, that's great that you think that about those kids, because I kind of have an opposite. I just look at the kids. Sometimes I look at the people in my class and I feel like our generation is so spoiled and just doesn't take any assumption for responsibility. And they feel like everything's just going to take care of ourselves. It's a really scary thought to think that in 10 years, we are going to be someone our age is going to be the president. You know?
It's really exciting.
Maybe
actually,
not in 10 years, but in a few years. I just hope that obviously maturity will come.
Yeah.
But I just really hope that you know, they take things into my, like, I don't know. I just look at our age and our little generation.
And like, especially now that we're like going to college and stuff, and you can't really go to college to be the president, if you know what I mean. Yeah. You have to go in and learn a wide variety of things, no matter what you want to do, whether it's radio broadcasting or going into politics. Mm-hmm. But it's cool now that we're deciding, you know, what we want to do in life.
And, yeah.
You know, you never know. Maybe someday in the future, we'll be able to like really help people out with that, whether it involves ruling or, you know.
I would love to be
on a small scale.
Yeah. I would love to be someone who is like
influential.
An influential like spokesperson. Like, I've always dreamed of having my own talk show. Whoa, look at this. I have my own talk show. Wow. That is just crazy. No, but I mean like Chelsea Handler or something. Not
yes.
Like, right? She's so awesome.
Chelsea lately.
Like, everyone loves her, you know? Yeah. And it's not like that controversial. She incorporates humor into it, but she's still like a smart person.
She really is.
And I would love to like have that like influential impact on people, and yet not like undertake that much responsibility to where like people will hate you for what you do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's a cool way. And like, whoever wants to, you know, assume that responsibility, like, and if they feel that they can, like, you know, go for it. But
exactly,
it's a little controversial and like,
yeah, someone's got to do it.
That's, I know,
the only thing.
I would hate to be president.
Yeah,
I would hate to be president.
Yep. And going into France, when you got to talk to like the teenagers and everything, it was the same within Hungary. How they expect so much, the teachers and everything, and it's just
schooling's a lot different.
Comparing it, it's just the maturity level, the like what they do and work so hard for. It's just not even compared to here.
Yeah. Like the education. So you agree that the education is better over there?
Much.
Yeah. I mean, they have a world perspective after. I mean, it's just really here. It's like, depends on the classes that you take, but it can mainly be focused on America. While taking, if you don't choose to take AP World History or a World History class, you can just like not
just learn about American history.
Exactly.
And it's not the most important thing in the world, honestly.
At all.
Of course.
But I mean, like in Hungary, first things first, like they don't have honors classes or regular or AP or different levels. Everyone's on the same level, and they all have to work hard. Also, in 6th, 8th, and 10th grade, they have their opportunities to go to what they call secondary school from their primary school. Their secondary school gets them in line almost as if you were going to, like, your pre-med classes to be a doctor.
Oh,
that way,
God,
when you graduate the 13th grade, they have 13 grades.
That's weird.
You go to college right from there, and you've already had your prerequisites. Like, so when I was there, I went to the tourism school because I speak English. I could obviously help out there. And it was really interesting. Everyone knows what they want to do, and they all have, like, a drive to do it. That's why they're there. My host sister, for example, she she really wants to be a lawyer. And in order to get anywhere in Hungarian society, for that matter, you have to know English.
Mm-hmm.
So she really wanted, as an eighth grader, to go to a secondary English-speaking school for law.
Yeah.
And I actually helped her out with that. So.
Oh, that's what you helped? Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's... So it was exciting getting to play a little role in that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap it up here. We'll be right back with Carly and Lily with their awesome little escapades to the other side of the world. we'll be back. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. Keep it right here.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Game on! It's all about the latest and greatest video games. Game on! We'll talk about gameplay, level design, characters, storylines, game modes, and downloadable content.
Game on!
We'll review video games that cover every type of genre.
Game on!
If you're a role player, shooter, musician, fighter, racer, or just like games for the family, this is the show for you.
Game on!
We'll preview the hot new platforms, games, and more, including release dates and updates.
Game on!
Tune in weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids.
Game over. Game over. Game over.
Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
It's Kids and Cars. If you could get behind the wheel of your favorite hot car, where would you take it? Join your hosts, who are both car enthusiasts, as they take you inside, on the road, and past the pits with your favorite concept cars. This is your chance to burn rubber and leave the others behind in the dust. Tune in to Kids and Cars, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. If you miss the show, you might as well be stuck in the garage.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. Still here with Carly and Lily. We're just chatting it up. And I was curious to know whether you, as a foreigner in a different country, if you actually experience any form of racism in these countries.
Oh. Honestly, as an American, they really look up to you. Like, I was really popular in school just because so many people wanted to know about me. I was so westernized, you know. I lived in a house that had over three rooms. It was like a big deal. But one thing I did encounter there was a lot of racism and a lot of sexism just because of their old way of thinking. They've been there for over 500 years in that same location. That's just the way they think. And I know my host dad, for one, as much as I love him to death, happened to be really racist. And there was nothing I could really do about it. It was one of the things I really had to learn with. And it's not something I could fight. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not there to change them. You're there to learn about them, if you know what I mean. So there were instances, especially, for example, the Rotary Club, the Rotary International Club, is what hosts you on your exchange. And while I would go to Rotary meetings, I had to sit at a different table with the women. They weren't allowed at the same table. I had to speak after all the men. It was that way. It was nothing I could do about it. And it wasn't like I was fighting for rights. It was just the way their society worked. And as much as I hated it and as much as I complained about it, it wasn't my place to do so.
Oh, my gosh.
Or so said. But when it came to anyone talking about my country or about me personally or about people I knew, that's when I got more defensive.
Yeah.
For example, my host dad wanted to send my younger host sister, who's only 13 now, to America. And he wanted, you know, my family to host her and, you know, a very equal kind of thing. And I told him, yeah, that'll be great, you know, but I'll be at college. And he was like, okay, well, I'll get in contact with some of the Rotary people now and have a family lined up. Not that any family is going to sign up 3 years in advance, but, you know, he's very cautious. And he had said something to me like, well, I want her with an American family. I'm like, well, who else is she going to live with in America? He's like, well, no, Indian families. And I said, excuse me? What do you mean? Like, I was really, like, I was getting huffy puffy. I was blown away by his comment.
The racist about Indians?
Just about anyone, honestly.
Just other than, so not.
Other than white.
Wow.
And he was just like, well, I don't want her experiencing that. I'm like, that's a part of American culture. We're the melting pot. That's I mean, either way, with the Rotary program, you go to three or four different families. I mean, I stayed at one. It depends on your situation, but you get a wide variety of what the country is like and their culture and from different families, from living in different situations. And I was blown away. Him and I, who were two of, he was probably my most reliant person and I was most dependent on him. And I really love my host dad, but him and I got in a large fight that night.
Wow.
About racism and how wrong it is. And it ended with a comment, and I often refer back to it now that I email him. But he said something to me like, well, if for these last 4 months you want to go live with a gypsy family, which in Hungary is their largest race that they're, you know, racist towards, then you can do that. And he said, would you want to? And I said, of course I want to live with you guys.
But if that family had a house and had food to feed me and the money to take care of me, no, I wouldn't mind living with a gypsy family. And he didn't know what to say back to that. He couldn't comprehend that I didn't see the difference in those people. And I told him, I love your family. I love the kids. I love my host mom. I love you. It's just, I don't see the difference in skin color. I'm sorry. And obviously they still do. So
wow,
it was a big deal.
That could be a benefit in what, like, you know how we say, like, they're so much more cultured than us, but with what we've been through in our country with the civil rights movement, like,
yeah,
obviously that was a huge process in our country and like a big part of it. So now in this generation, like, we know better.
We really do than
to, like, start this whole racism war. Even though it's still underlying in many situations, we still know what's right.
We do. And it's good. It's sometimes with the media, it can get annoying because they make jokes, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, go make me a sandwich. Those are just awful. And to these places that actually think that way,
mm-hmm.
they're not jokes. It's just, it doesn't really make sense to me sometimes.
And especially that you've experienced it, you're just like, no, that's real.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, and I hate to, you know, be annoying and be like, oh, don't make fun of that. Or, you know, I get sarcasm. I think it's funny, but at times after going through something like that, I don't look at it the same way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so. In France, it's completely different. We, they are racist in a sense because in the north of France, there are a lot of Muslims, which is fine. And the French, though, the Muslims are French also. But the thing is, with the families that I lived in, they were very, they were like high upper class. And the thing was, they would always like want the Muslims in a separate area from them, or they just don't want to associate with them. And it got to the point where in school, actually, some kids wouldn't talk to others because of they were Muslim, or it would just be absurd. And one of my actually best friends was French, and she would always go to like Liberia with her family who lived over there. And this was like in the north of France, one of the best schools in France. And, she went there, and a few of the like people didn't look at her as French because of her family and her culture. So I was just amazed by that.
Wow.
But there was no really sexist, confrontation with guys and girls. Like,
it was never that equal.
Yeah. It's like that in France. I mean, the guys in the house kind of had the upper hand, but while with my second host family, both the husband and the wife were both CEOs of companies. So
was also like Normandy and like France that came up with chivalry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, but like, yeah,
they're really big into the fighting for their women.
Exactly. So I mean, I was so happy there.
I mean, Hungarians are really good with family. Family mm-hmm. is the most important, the number one thing in the country.
That's good. That's comforting.
It is. It really is. My family life in Hungary is at times, you know, better than my family life here in Florida. I love my Hungarian family more than anything. My host sister and I are best friends, and my host brother and I, even if we can't speak the same language, and by the end I could speak a lot more Hungarian than in the beginning. But even before that, we were so close. We like learned to trust each other, and I don't know. Family was just a really great part of life over there.
Aww. Yeah,
definitely.
And it was like a family I'd never had.
With my three host families, exactly, like, I feel like they're my family, like, my biological family for each one of them.
Yeah.
Like, my first family, I was with them for 4 months, but, like, it's just an attachment you grow with them.
Yeah.
It's just indescribable.
You, like, you learn a new culture, you learn a new language,
you're
adapting
so
to a new culture.
On them.
You're, like, kind of becoming a new person, almost.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you come back here and you're changed. Like,
you really are.
I'm somebody completely different from when I left. Yeah. So it's like,
it's weird.
I wish I like knew you guys really before to make a comparison, but unfortunately we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
But I just found like everyone that came, I really like, I knew that like we had how many people left from
Seven.
Our school? Seven people?
No, from our school.
Seven. It was Zach.
Well,
counting.
Wow. So. Yeah. I knew like a bunch of people went, but it was just kind of like, even when your guys' stories, like, it's still so hard for me to imagine.
It doesn't seem real, even to us. Like, it really does seem like a dream. Like, a really long dream that you had all these amazing things happen. And
you know, as you're there, and I'm not going to lie, it's hard, especially in the beginning. There's a lot of nights that you spend crying because you just don't know how to deal with it. But honestly, now that I'm back, I don't even, like, remember that. Like, I remember one.
All you remember is just, like,
the
positive.
Most amazing things about it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think everybody's exchange is completely different because
that's true.
My homesickness maybe didn't hit until, like, the end of the second month because I was just so fascinated by the, like, the French culture. I was so – I loved the food. I loved the language. I loved my family. Like, I just
– You had it all.
I fell in love with the country. And it was just –
There, well, for me, like she said, our exchanges were really different. For me, when I first got there, I was with a host family that wasn't appropriate for me, and I ended up switching after 1 month. The Rotary program was so great about getting me out of there, and so I ended up moving in with my next one that I love so much, and I live with them for the rest of the 9 months. But the first one just wasn't very welcoming, and, you know, living alone, having to learn this language that you have no idea about, this culture, it's crazy. So I had to get used to it, and thankfully I was with the most amazing family after the fact.
Well, everything works out, right?
Right.
Everything happens for a reason, so
exactly.
It is what it is. Well, at least you got the experience, and you
it made me stronger.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly.
I always think about that.
Yeah, you definitely have to push through the hard situations like homesickness, language barriers.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to continue on our next segment. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. Keep it right here.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
We're back. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. So, I am here with Carly and Lily. They just got back from Hungary and France, and we were just talking a little bit about their experiences. And as we were talking, I just I didn't remember, but I was looking on the news before I began to air and found out that, unfortunately, Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple, had just passed away. He had been battling cancer for a very long time, and now he has finally, you know, passed away. And I just want to reflect on everything, how he's really, like, impacted our generation and our world. Like, I'm on my MacBook Pro right now. That's Apple. Like, everything has been incorporated into his company.
Definitely. True. Even in France, everywhere you looked was Apple. Like, everybody had an iPhone. And then my host families, everybody wanted the newest thing. Like, mm-hmm. the Mac, I don't even know what they're called, but those huge white computer, like.
Yeah, the
desktop.
Yeah, desktop Mac. Yeah,
but it was, like, the newest. Yeah. I forget the name. But they were so cool. And, like, my host family, they wanted it. They wanted the new thing. And it was just, like, amazing how he could go all across the world just for that.
Yeah. I mean, like, the upper class in Hungary were the ones who had the iPhones and had the Mac computers. And mm-hmm. I remember my friend Matsi brought an iPad to school and everyone was gawking over it. They were just astounded. They're like, you can touch it. This is crazy. This is. And I mean, like, while I was there, I had a flip phone. I'm pretty sure it was the Beetle Bug or whatever those old people phones are. I mean, like,
yeah,
it was just, it's something that the whole world's been influenced by. It's
changed our entire technology. The impact of technology has, like, definitely shaped our country, especially. Yeah. But with the Apple industry, it's just taken it to a whole new level. They always just have to beat the next person. Yeah. Like, every other company, like Sprint, Verizon, like, once Apple came out with the iPad, what do you know? The tabloid, the tablet, whatever. They're all coming out with new things. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, I bet Steve Jobs is like, haha, like, it's mine first.
Yeah.
You know, like, they have a holographic phone. Yeah. They have, like, the iPhone was, like, the first, touchscreen phone.
Yeah. I remember. It was so exciting. My mom used to Skype me on her way home from work because that was my bedtime for me in Hungary. Not that I Skyped her all too often, but it was, like, an exciting thing. And they didn't have the Skype video call at that time. It was just video, like, calling or just regular calling, no video. And I remember one day she's driving and then all of a sudden I see a picture of her nose and I'm like, Mom, I can see you. And she pulled freaked over out. And she was so excited. She hadn't seen me in 3 months, you know, because I was always in bed by the time she got home. And it was such a great thing, you know. Aww. It was a really big deal. And thanks to the iPhone, I mean, I got to see my mom or her nose. I mean, you know, it was cool.
Wow. That's cute.
Yeah. It was weird because I was like, maybe the screen's like doing something weird. But yeah. I was like, nope, that's definitely a nostril. Like,
wow.
So it was funny.
I know. Like, it's just amazing that when you think of the future, you think of like flying cars and. But
it's not far out of reach.
I know. Seriously, with everything just popping out. Like, I was reading this news article. Like, Apple was creating an Apple TV. Where they can watch, of course, you know, they have to, like, TV market's a big industry. Like, what is going to make the Apple TV so extraordinary is it's, like, 3D and you don't need glasses and, like, three to four people. It's, like, not just, like, one person gets that 3D perspective. It's, like, four people can watch it at a time.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, coming out to you without glasses. Who is brilliant enough to – come up with this technology.
It's incredible. I mean, it's weird at the same time how much, like,
we depend on it.
Not even how much we depend on it, but, like, how much effort we put into entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
As Americans, honestly, because, you know, we don't watch that much TV in Hungary at all. Like, they don't even have sports they watch.
Wow.
My host dad, by the way, does not understand American football or baseball. But, I mean, I don't know. It's Americans, that's the way we relax, and that's totally fine. But I think it's so cool that we have all this different technology to help us out with it. I don't know. It's so interesting.
Do you think it's kind of, hindered our, like, in the progression of time, do you think it's, like, hindered our communication skills? Because I know it's so much easier just to text someone or, like, we've even just kind of disregarded calling now because now that we have, like, instant messaging,
and
texting.
Also, if you're, like, embarrassed to call, you can always text.
Exactly. Like, when you first started, like, talking to a boy that you like, it's like, you don't call them. What? Like, it's
weird.
All about the texting. And you could just, you have the time to think about what you're going to say. And then if they're, like, not texting back within that 5-minute range, like, something's up.
Yeah.
You know that something's up. And you're just like, great.
Or when you talk to them in person, you're like, you don't sound the same. Because they don't have time to think of what they want to say.
Exactly. You like, create a personality for yourself that you really don't have. Yeah. And you have the time to, like,
I mean, it's hindered us in that way. But at the same time, technology has allowed me to make friends Like, I mean, I found out about the exchange through technology. I have friends that I've met through the technology, through the exchange, through the whole program. I mean, it's helped me to stay in touch with my friends all over the world.
Yeah.
And not to mention the Skype nowadays, how you can use it for free. Yes,
and
you're somebody across the world.
And, like, I know, I Skype my friend in Canada just, like, all the time. And, like, that's, like, our relationship. I just feel like he's, like, with me, but he's, like, in a computer.
Yeah.
But you kind of forget. You actually think that they're with you because of the sound. And, like, especially, like, these Apple computers, what makes them so special is just, like, the graphics. It's so real.
Right.
You know, you feel like you could just touch it. And everything's, like, made by the same. I was like, why is Apple – it's kind of, you know, on the more pricey side.
Not only, like, did Apple create so many entertainment things, but through doing so, like, they made so many people so happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he did a lot of great things. Good for him. I mean,
seriously,
he's made a lot of people smile, if you know what I mean.
That's so true.
So good for him.
It's sad. Sad, though, but
– he has a life to be proud of.
Who do you think's going to take over his job?
Facebook.
I'm just kidding. God. But seriously, like, Steve Jobs, like, that's a...
Someone's got to step up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in web design now, and we're learning, you know, HTML, like, coding and stuff. And it's hard work. I don't know how he does it. Designing all this kind of stuff and computer programs.
I found out that this, like, these Harvard Law graduates, they created their own business for, like, kids who wanted to pass the
MCAT?
Not the MCAT, GMAT. Something for business, not law, business students. And they, like, created this, their own, like, what, it's kind of like a Facebook for like, business students who are applying to business schools.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, how to pass the GMAT,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And so they created this, like, $1 million, like, over in profit, but just these two, it's not like they have any background in computer programming. Like, they created this industry on the web just by, like, figuring it out, and, like, they had somebody, like, one person help them.
Yeah.
But it just goes
That's
to show
you. That's
how
Facebook came alive. I mean,
yeah,
have you seen the social network?
No, I actually haven't.
It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
I know,
yeah, it was,
right?
Like, how it started. It's really cool.
That's interesting.
Rest in peace, Steve Jobs. We'll miss you. You definitely made a great impact on our world and society.
I agree.
But I think that's a good way to close this little segment.
I agree.
Thank you guys so much for being on my show. This has been a long anticipated little like
planning.
Yeah, definitely. But it was awesome. You guys are great. I'm so glad that you guys went. And I wish I would have had the strength to go. But hearing your stories is, you know, it's good enough for me.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
All right. Well, until next time, I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network, and this is the American Pulse.
Thank you for listening to American Pulse. Please join us again next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids. What can you do to make a difference before our next show?